You're holding daf a samich a zayin. Just less Gemara. Omer afuna on top of a samach zayin. Omer afuna on top. Li ashosa tilsa. Somebody has a sickness that comes every 3 days. It comes, then it goes away. Comes back every third day. Is what's the eisa? The eisa leise shiva siluyoi. Let him take seven. Rashi anofim tribute gisa anofim ktanim. Three small branches. Mishiva dikli from seven different palm trees. Vishiva tzivi and seven trashi ksomim chips of wood. Mishiva kshuri from seven beams. Vishiva sichi and seven trashi seder, seven pegs. Mishiva kshuri from seven different bridges. Vishiva ktimi and seven like piles of dust, of ashes. Mishiva tanuri from seven different ovens. Vishiva afri and seven pieces of offer of dirt, Mishiva Sanri, from seven different door hole posts. Rashi says, Zayin Sinri, Tzinner Hadelis, Chur Ha'askupo, Shitzir Hadelis Saibaboy. That's like the poor door post where it stays on the bottom in its hole. So take seven pieces of dust from seven different door posts. Vishiva Kufri, and take seven different, from seven different pieces of tar, Mishiva Arvi, from seven different boats. Like Rashi says, Kufri Zephes, Shezeptina Svinas, that they tar up the boats with. Arvi Svinas, Vishiva Buni, and seven Rashi's handfuls of Kimoni from Kimon, that's a synonym, Vishiva Bini, and take seven hairs, Midikna de Kalbasaba, from an old dog. He takes seven hairs from the beard of an old dog, Vilitzarino, tie them up, the chalolo de veitzavoro, in your collar, in the neck, venira brakta, in a white string, strike cord. That's what you do. If you have the sickness, this is the eitza type of refuah. In the lamaisa, these refuahs are not body to the hope is mine as there, they say, could be as nishtana teva. Now, these type of refuahs are not mamash, a medicine you take, but like what we had before, there's such an inyan of an ayin ra, of a dibur, that when a person says things, could to wife. Here also, if you have a sickness, if you do certain things, or we'll soon see you say certain things to the sickness, the illness, that will take away the illness. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Liyashtot smirto zotrashi that choli shemachamames v'kadeches as a guf. You have a sickness that heats up your body, you have high temperature. Is what's the aid to get better? Lishko sakino de kulu parasolo. Take a knife that has all over metal. It's a metal knife. For leizo lehecho diiko vardino. And go to a place where they have a snez, a trash him into a thorn bush. For lichto be nirabrok and tie onto it this white thread, white cord. Yoy mekama the first day. Lichrog be porto. Make a little indention, like a little snack. Scratch on the thorn bush. V'leim in teda posig v'yero malach Hashem elov. The mocha the second day lichrik beprut also scratch a little bit on the thorn bush. V'leim and say v'yeme Moshe and the posig says v'yeme Moshe asurino v'yero. I'll go turn and see what's doing. The mocha the third day lichrik beprut again scratch a little bit in this thorn bush. V'leim v'yar Hashem kisar liris. Like he went away to kisar. So that's the moshe here also. I could tell him the choyle sar go away from us. Omalei is at the more omalei rabacha braid the rovel rabashi. For leima, it's just chur should say a better posik than this inyan. For yoima, the posik says, al tikrav haloim, don't come near. That's what you should tell this chel of the sickness, don't come near to me. Shrashi shlo yikrav zeha cheli elov. Elo the pshat like this, yoima kama the first day leima, vayero malach Hashem elov. This evayeme moishe and the posik vime moishe. Ulamocha the second day say leima vayar Hashem kisal liros. The third day, V'yemar Hashem, Atikrav Haloim, don't come near. This is the Pasuk, the three Pesukim should say. V'chi Pasuk, when you finish saying these three Pesukim, let's say, like, bend down the bush, V'lifsek V'leimahochi, and say another thing to it. Hasneh Hasneh, you should know you thorn bush. Lav Mishum Degvias Mikol Ilonei, Ashre HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinti Yoloch. Not because you sneh is a big bush, that's why Hashem put His Shechin upon you. It's the Maisa by Moshe Rabbeinu with the snare, with the fire, that was the Shechina upon the snare. So the Shechina didn't come because you're a big bush. Ela mishum de maiches mikol iloni. If I care it, you're the smallest bush, you're Shvela. Rashi says, Rashi, leisiv listike somach lekarka, pull it down near the karkum, leisiv yashpa, bring it down. The meichu shata shvela, you're very small, a low bush. Ashre kutchabrichu shchim tiloch, that's why Hashem put a shchim upon you. The same way you saw the fire of the Hanani Mishov Azaya, the Yariktim in Kadmu, and you went away from it. Came the same thing to Kachiminu Ashtol, the Ploini Bar Ploinisa. Look at the sickness, the fever that I have. The Tiorek Min Kadmuhut, and go away from me. This is the lachas you should say to this chelev you have of a high temperature. Vital symptoms of the Gemara, Rashi them in the Shchin. Somebody has boils on his body, what's the aids to get better? Lei mahochi, baz bezio, means we should chop you up. Mas messiah should be healed up. Kas kisayos, like cut off. Shalei lovi amaloi, these are the two ilon malachai, these are two malachim. The ishtalchu miyarot estoim, that was sent from the Eretz Doim. Uli asio, to heal Shchino ukiven. Shchino means a Shchino ukiven if you have pains. Bozach, bezich, bezbazach, mis masich, kemoin, kemecho, enecho, beinecho. Be isroch, becho, zarech, ki kolot. Ukepredo, de loy porov, loy rovia. Kach, the same thing, loy tifra, loy tirba. Begufo, de pluni, ba plunisa. These are the things that you should say to this Shchin that you have. Bizoch, bizoch, Rashi said that means Shemus Hamlochim Hashem Shekurim Mismasus Chach Loisim Blaz Loshim Bizo. These are different names of the Malochim. He said, Mi'ara Distoim, that Rashi Kachu Alachish. This is the way you're supposed to say it. Veloi Misdoim Bo. Not that really the Malochim came from Zdoim, but just as the Lachash, like the words you should say to get yourself better. Bizoch, bizoch, Rashi Ein Loi Mashmoyis Lachachu Alachish. Doesn't really mean anything. Because this is the lachish that you should say. Enecho boch means barecho b'chor shloi tadim yaseh. Don't get redder than you are. Esrecho boch shloi tarchim. Don't come wider. Ki kolot sheniklet zaro b'shriri bitni shloi yelet. So somebody can't have children. And also you should be like a parrot, like a mule, the leipor of a lovro, that can't have children. And the same thing, you shchin, you burl upon me, don't spread out on me. Vital kippa. Somebody has the sickness of kippas, Rashi has a babuas. Somebody has a lot of blisters on him. Another pshat is Rashi has loshen rabbeisai the kippa lemisha kafei a shade. If a shade came into him, so what's the answer to get better? Lei mahoch. Let him say this. Cherev shlufa. There's a stretched out sword. The kaleya natushen, stretched out a sling. Loi ishmei yoichva. Your name is not yoichva. Cholin makovim. Whoever's sick and has pains. That's what you should say. Rashle mochi lachesh bamu. This is stam medibah, stam words to say. L'sheda, somebody has an emes shade inside him. How he's afraid to shade them or hurt him with masakim. What does he say to get rid of them? Le mochi heves depokik depokik. You should be stuffed up. Heves litatoy, you should be cursed. Tovor broken. Or Meshumas Puntashamtui, Baratino, that's we call you, Baratome, the son of a Tome, Baratino, Ki Sham Gaz, Marigas, Fiestemio. These are things you say, these are the Lachash. Drashi, Avilachash, Tit Tobo, Meshumas, Mekulu, you should be cursed, Venishpa, broken, Meshumas, Ye Shade Ze, Shashmoi, Baratino, Baratino. That's the name of the shade, that's what you should be. But the shade of the base Akisi, somebody meets up with the shade from the base Akisi, the Trashim Hezek Le Malachazin. If the base Akisi, if the shade from the base Akisi hurt you, was mazig you, this is what you should say. Le Mahochi, Akakafi Diari, Trashi Beroi Shari Zocher, should be on the head of a male alayim. The Yehusa de Guriusa, Trashim means of a chaitim, the nose Levi in the cave of a lady alayim. Ashkartinu lisheda, I meet up with the shade, bar shirika panda, the misra, the karsa, in the, these trashy, kach shumal mishra karti chavte, biarugas karshin afaltif, is in the narugas, the loins of karshin, when I make these beans, if out of I throw you down. A chavte beluya de chamra, I like hit you with the beluya, with the lechi, with the jawbone, the chamra of a donkey, chatrusa, I hit him. Rashi Belechiach Hamor Elkitiv. But Mishnah says,
Uvnei Malachim Bezagin. Uvnei Malachim allowed to walk out with bells on Shabbos. Havada, the providing that the bell is stuffed up, that doesn't make any noise. Because if it makes noise, about it's also to use a cliche on Shabbos. But Bnei Malachim could walk out because they're used to walking out in the weekday. So Mishnah says, who would then anybody could do it? So the Mormon Tan, who's a Tan holds anybody could walk out? Om Rabbi Shir Rabbi Shimon he. The Yom HaKol Yisrael Bnei Malachim Heim. That even though really only the rich people are usually aware of this bell, so the Chur of the Kashra is for a poor man, we should be afraid. Maybe he'll be embarrassed and take it off and walk with Rabbi Shus Rabim. No, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that holds any Yid is considered Bnei Malachim, a chosh of a person, that's right to wear anything that Bnei Malachim wear. Shrashi, man, tana, diktoni, v'chol, odem, afilu, oni, shab, Yisrael. Because even a non shab, Yisrael could wear these things, and we're not going to be afraid that maybe he'll take it off, because he'll be embarrassed. Is Reb Shimon, perish, man, shrotzim, Bnei Malachim, hilkach, loni, nami, chazim. For loy gnus study day, it's not a gnus for him. Let's chazoy kiura, he'll look like a big shirt right now, but Shalom will take it off. Minami de migo de chidishu shalof amachvoy. He'll take it off. No, we're not afraid of that. That more rov am another teretz. The orig we're talking about, this bell is orig, is woven into your jacket. Over there we are called mel goes according to everybody. He's talking shash of a bell is that maybe you'll take it off, either because you'll be embarrassed with it, or else you want to show off with it, take it off to show other people. We're talking about a bell that's a tachshit for you, so really it's mutter to wear it. Just we're afraid you'll take it off. But in the case where it's orig, where it's woven into your begid, it's tight in your begid, there we're not afraid you'll take it off for shusarabim, therefore it's mutter to go out with it. And no one did anybody let it go out with it. The Maaseh is brought down halach also, now anything that's a derech to wear, like attached to your beged, even in the weekday, you're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos also, providing it's woven into the beged. The moshe, if it would be a steger to have your handkerchief in your jacket, the moshe to have these fancy handkerchiefs that's a tachshit for the jacket, so if it would be sewn into your jacket, it'd be mutter to go out with it on Shabbos that way, because it's a derech in the weekday to walk out with a handkerchief in your pocket. Also tachshit, Shabbos. But something you're not royal to do in the middle of the weekday won't help you now, be right before Shabbos, you weave it into your beggar and walk out with it. And about this book called the Masa, it's not called bottle to the beggar. So at the Mishnah, Yoitzin Bebeitza Sahagel. Somebody could go out on Shabbos wearing the egg of a grasshopper. This is also a different type of remedies they did for refuah to heal them. We'll see in the Gemara which refuah. Or Vishain Shua. Who didn't he go out with the tooth of a fox? Over mesamer min hatzolof. That means the nail of somebody was crucified. Somebody was hanging on the stick. You want to take off the nail that it was hanging on. Mishum refuah. If you do it mishum refuah, it's mutter divra meya. Vechachomim oisrim af bechil. Chachomim said, no, you can't do these things even in the middle of the weekday. Mishum daki hamari. That this is a goyish thing that the goyim do. It's called daki hamari. It's also for you to do it. Like Rashi says, daki hamari. Nechishu. This is like a nechish, means a minig of the goyim. Ulchsir, the pasuk says, that hultesayim oisleichu. Don't go in the chukas hagoyim. So that's the machlokes, may hold us mutter, chom hold us also. So the Gemara, Yoytzim Beitza Sachado, somebody goes out with the egg of a grasshopper. Why? The Avdi L'Shichla. People do it for sickness, Trash L'Koy Voizim. If you have an ear egg, V'Toylem B'Yozna, and you Toyleya, you hang this egg in your ear, it's Marapa, your ear. Or V'Shein Shoshul. So the Gemara, the Avdi L'Shinta. People do it for sleep. What does that mean? T'chayo, if you take it out of a live fox, the tooth, L'Mandanayin. Somebody that wants to go to sleep. Or the miso, you take the tooth out of a dead fox, lemandeloi naim. Almost somebody can't sleep, and he wants to take this to be able to fall asleep. Then you take it out of a dead fox and use his tooth. Trash the shinso, yesh osu kadesh yishin. Some people do this to fall asleep. Yesh kadesh lo yishin. Some people do it if I can't, not to fall asleep. Is the chai yesh oshen shua chai. If the fox is a live fox, that's good to put you to sleep. Mashenki from dead one, that's good to wake you up. The chaya is good for the man, the nine ones want to go to sleep, and the miso, the man, the dog, can't fall asleep. Right, the mesame minat sola, the avdi le tirfo, it heals up tirfo, zakrashi, nafach, means you have a swelling in your body, a swelling. Maki the chol pras le tirfo, hoi maso tirfo, it's refuah for tirfo for swelling. So the Gemara mishur refuah divra meya, that the meya is mati, we do a mishur refuah. Abaye v'rovo tiyamri tavayu. Kol dova shiyesh by mishrim rufuo, ain by mishrim darke hamari. Anything you do, the shame rufuo to get yourself better, there's no issue of darke hamari in it. For the Gemara, diya ko ain by mishrim rufuo, mashna, if you're not doing it for the sake of rufuo, then any modnazach you do is yesh by mishrim darke hamari. There'll be an issue not to do what the goyim do. For a tanya, we're not in a braisa. Elon, you may have a very strong tree. Shemeshaya peroisa, this tree is so strong, gives off nice big pears, and the pears fall off before it's ripe. It's no good. It is soikroi besikra. Make a red mark on the tree. Vitoyenoi bavonim, and put a lot of stones on top of near the bark of the tree. We understand why you put a lot of stones by the bottom of the tree. You don't want the tree to be so strong, so now the pears won't be so strong to fall off beforehand. So you're weakening the tree a little bit. What's this in you? Do you want to put some red paint on the tree? The chura, that's a modern zaka to goyim do. This should be also. There's no rafu involved here. Is my rafu covered? What kind of rafu are you doing? And the Gemara, yes, ki heicha del ischaza yinchi. We want people to see this tree. You make a siman on this tree that something's wrong with the tree, so people will know to come to daven for you. For the boy yalei rachmi, people should come to daven for you. Ki the tanya, like learned in a braisa, the pasuk says by mitzvah rebbe tamei tamei yikra, he should be called a tamadika person. What does that mean? Tzorach lohoidiyah tzara l'rabim. The person's in tzar, he has to tell people about the tzar. Why? The rabbim yivakshol of rachmim. The rabbim should go daven for him to heal him better, get him better. So the mail of telling people your tzar, the people should daven for you. Omer Ravina, the same thing. Kaman talina kufsa bediklu. Who do we, which man the yomer? Do we hang up, if you have a bare deck or dead palm tree, you want to tell people that it's bare, so you hang up a cluster of dates there? Kihai tan like our tana, that if something's wrong with the tree, you could be modia to the rabbin that they'll be mispalo for you. Zdrashid leschazi yinshi lesimna abli, people do it for simin. Loiduye de mishaya peroisa, the people should know this tree is like falling, its peris fall off before they're ripe. Tome, you atzme oime tome rochak milai. Mitzar himself has to say, I'm tome, go away from me. Kaivsoi eshko tomorrow, take a cluster of dates. The simenu shemeshaya peroisa, the simen that this tree is losing its peroisa, so people will know this tzar and they'll come to daven for you that the tree should get better. So mele, it's also called mishum dak, it's also called mishum refu. So tigmore tona bepirka amaroi, kai medve bechiyah barad. So tana was saying over alochis that we learned about the sister of daki amori. Rashi says the Pirkei Amorah means the Perik Echad Shishnuy B'tei Sefta M'Sefta Shabbos Bilchas Daki Amori. One Perik in the Sefta talks about the halachas of Daki Amori. So what they say over? Omalei Kulo Is Pahu Mishrim Daki Amori. Has all these things before what you say type of sickness refuah that you do, he old is not called a refuah, and they have the Issa Mishrim Daki Amori. Levar Mahani, chutz from one thing which is a good refuah. Mishieshla Etzem Migraine, somebody has a bone stuck in his throat. Is he choking on it? Maybe Miyosi Min, he should bring Pashin Oysa Min, means bring another bone from the same thing, if it's from meat or from a fish. Some say so of them really means oisamon, could even be the plate that you ate it from. It's oisamin. Anything that had to do with that bone that got stuck in you. Omaniach leyal kut koden, put it on top of your head. Volei malei hochi, and say like this. Volei mahochi, chad chad nochis, go down one by one. Bolan swallow, bola nochis, chad chad, go down one by one. Is anybody mishum daki amuri? Somebody says this lachash to be able to make the bone get out of his throat to go down. This is not called daki amuri. This is called the emes refuah. La adre. Let's say somebody has a drashi etzem shodai, a bonefish that's stuck in his mouth. Is lei mahochi niatzosa kemachet? You're stuck like a needle. Ninalesa kitris? You're stuck closed up like the shutters. Shaya shaya. Drashi shaya is lachashu. Great. Go down. He's do this. This is a klor refuah, and this is mutar. But halacha we hold, leska paskin, anything you do that has a mishum refuah, you're doing it for the purpose of healing yourself, there's no issa. There's no issa of daki amari. Even though it's only a lachash, like we had before, you're only saying a different type of dibur, or a different type of psukim, not a real refuah you're taking, still it doesn't have an issa of daki amari, avia kagon is mishum refuah. Sati Gemara. But these are we'll soon see cases that's also to say mishum daki amari. Ho'ime god gedi. Rashi mean his mazel. Someone say I should have a good mazel. V'sinuk loy ashkichi uboishchi. Rashi sinuk loy means oyif alti. Somebody says I should not be weak. Ashkichi uboishchi. Rashi yoyim b'layla. Somebody says I should not be weak. Zay by day, zay by night. So it's like a good luck word to say. Is yesh b'mishum daki yemari. To say these things is no refuah. It's not a good luck word to say the way the goyim say it. There's an issa of daki hamari to say it. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's even a bigger issa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, God, whoever says the word God, any little lashon avoy dezora. God is a lashon from avoy dezora. Shneim the pasuk says, Ha'orchim la God shulchan. They should prepare their table, the shulchan, for God. Yeah. So Rashi says, let's see. The kit is a lashon avoy dezora, so it's even a bigger issa to say it. Fighter. Hu bishmo for hu bishmoi. If somebody wants to change around his name, one night to tell his wife, you use my name, and I'll use your name. Is yesh b'mishum daki mori. That's nitzit to do, and that's the way that goyim do it. Trash hu bishmoi vi bishmoi. Hu v'ishtoi machlifin shmoseim. You and your wife change around your names. Ze b'ze b'layla mishum nechesh. Mishum nechesh, you change around your names. That's nitzit mishum daki mori. Somebody says, "His Rashi is chasku chav Yosef. My barrel should become very strong." His yesh permishum daki emuri. It's also like a good luck charm that the goyim say, and it's nisa daki emuri. No, it's nothing to do with mishum refua. It's awesome. If you do oimer nochem all, it's a bigger issa. Ain don a loshen avoy dezora. Say the word don. Yizichim mean it's loshen avoy dezora, and it's also to say it. Shenemer hanishboyim biyashma shemron, they swore on the sins of shemron. The yomru they said chayelehecha don, should live the god don negechka. So Rashi don enoi chayke mori, it's not only a chayke mori, ela avoydezor mamish, it's mamish and avoydezora. The chayev mishem kureya v'shem avoydez gilulim, and there's an issa of saying over the names of avoydezora. The bigger issa involved. Right. Somebody tells the oirev, the raven, tzrach, scream. And to a raven, tzrik, you also scream. And give me back your peak. L'toiva, it should be for good. And yes, from Mishum Daki Amuri. To say these things also like good luck, the good hope, it's nis from Mishum Daki Amuri. Tzrach, you oimer, oirev, tzrach. Kishu kareya, oimer, like came. When you calling, you say this. Since they tell you news, good news, so you're saying this lacha that the news should be good. Or shekora arvis, it's right. Somebody says, I want you to have to go and shecht this tarnagol. Why? Shekora arvis. So Rashi ichru yoisim mishacharer, because it came in the last one. Rosh v'tarnagolis. Shekora gavris. Trash tanagol kumakora gavro. Tanagol, you call a man. Is yesh per mishum daki amari. It's also mishum daki amari. Eshter, somebody drinks a little bit wine, be oyser, and he's makbat leave over some. Eshter, be oyser, again, he drinks and he's over. Is yesh per mishum daki amari. So trash eshter, be oyser, kadeshate brocha matsuya biyeno. He thinks that's a good luck that would make sure I have a lot of brocha in my wine. That's nitsa daki amari. Hamavakas baits some koisel. Somebody takes the eggs and cracks it against the wall. Bifnei ha'freichim, in front of the young chickens. Is yesh b'mishum daki amari. It's also nis of daki amari. So Trashim avakas baits some koisel. Yistagarsi baits mavakas li'achash yosef freichim. After the chickens, after it hatched, and the chickens came out of the egg, ma'achzera saklibas to take the shells, v'maklan the stick, v'koivasim koisel, they stick it into the wall. Lifnei in front of the chickens, v'zeh lo nachash le'yemoses, that a good luck charm, they should not die. If you do this, that's an isfah dak yamari. Fa'amegiz, somebody mixes up these shells b'fnei hafroichim in front of the young chickens, is also yesh ha'mishum dak yamari. Ha'marakedes, if somebody dances, v'ha'moine shivim v'echad hafroichim, and while he's dancing, he's counting 71 hafroichim. B'shvush la'yamaisu, he holds this is a good luck charm, good luck thing that they won't die because of this. He says, I'm going to dance and count 71 of them, so I will make they won't die. Is yes from Mishrim Daki Amurim. There's an is involved of Daki Amurim involved. That's not a good thing to do. Hamarakedes Lokutach. Somebody's dancing while he's making kutach. Sadrashi Kishoisa Kutach Marakedes. While he's making kutach, he's dancing lefonav in front of it. V'hu nechesh sheyis chazik. That's a nechesh, that's type of a dibur, that he should become strong. It's a marakedes lakutach. V'yamashtakekach te'adoshim. When you put the adoshim, the lentils in the soup, you make sure it's quiet. It's also like a good luck thing. Trashe mashtakekach te'adoshim. Kishinoisnois, kishinoisenes v'kteiru. When you put it into the k'teiru, mishtasekes es kol oimdim. You make everybody be quiet. Kadesh is bashlu, Kadesh cook well. This is an nis of Daki Amari. V'yamet sabochas legrisin. When you put the grease and other type of beans, then you bedafka make a lot of noise. Is yesh per mishum Daki Amari. To do these things, it's like good luck charms, and it's also mishum Daki Amari. Hamishtanes befnei kadei rosis. Somebody makes matome reglaim in front of his kadei, in front of his pate is cooking. Bishvil shet is basham heri, he holds. This is going to help the food cook faster. It's also yesh mishum daki yamur. It's a mod nazach and rachukas agoyim. It's also to do this. Avol noisnen kisam shatus. But we have a pot cooking. You'll have to put inside it kisam splinters shatus of a berry bush. V'shivres chuches and broken pieces of glass. V'gedera in your pot. V'shvil shatispashom heira. If this makes the food cook faster, this is mutter to put there. Shusha tishbashram heirim. So the Gemara Abba Bechachomim Oishrim, the Chom gave an iser to do this, to put the broken glass in the pot, not mishrim daki shoylem, b'shir v'eschuchat v'vnei ha-sakona. The yasra though, because it's a sakona. It's a sakona to put glass inside your food. Maybe you come to eat the glass and hurt yourself. Trashi Abba Noistin kisim shatus. Mure v'chazaku kechaymetz, a strong kechaymetz. O moyel lavasho v'enzel nachish. This helps for cooking. It's not a nachish. It's a metzias that makes the food cook faster. Havigasina b'chol moisum b'shivay schuches. Afal pishum mishum daki emuri ein boi. There's no is of daki emuri because you're doing it for purpose. The food cook better on. Ova osur chachom ifnei asakona shlo yivlo. The chol masid osur sakona. You shouldn't come to swallow to drink the glass and hurt yourself. So you're not supposed to put glass into a pot to make it cook better. Tonu Rabbonim, noisnin bul shomelech l'teich haner. You'll have to put like a handful, bul shomelech rashi is moly egrif, a handful of salt inside the ner. Inside the ner here means if you have a lamp that's burning from oil, as you have oil burning, and you put salt in oil, it like purifies the oil. It makes it clearer, cleaner, and it makes the oil go good through the wick. Bishvil shetoyer. The tadlik, the kadeish should burn much nicer, so it's mutter to do it. Who are din the noisnin tit vecharsas takas aner, bishvil shetamtim the tadlik. You'll have to put underneath it there, underneath in there, tit, it was like cement, vecharsas and broken kalim, earthly kalim, underneath in there, bishvil shetamtim the tadlik, it'll make it burn longer, or like cool off the oil, and therefore burn longer, so it's mutter, you're doing it for good purpose, to have more light longer. So, Drashi, Bil Shemelech, Molei Agrif Melech Bishvil Shetoyer. It should have light. V'tadlik Shein Ze Nichesh. It's not a Nichesh. Something you're doing. Stam Al Geish Azach Ela Masayei Yamamish. It's helping. It's very practical. Shemelech Tzeleles Hashemin. The salt cleans, purifies the oil. V'yimshach Achra Psila, and it'll make it the Shemin go very good after the Psila. So it's something practical. It's a good thing to do. And here there's no Wissadak Yamari. Tit for charsis mitzanan in es hashemen. You put this tit or charsis like cement or charsis or sikeli underneath the shemen, it cools it off a little bit. V'yena delek mar, therefore doesn't burn so fast. Therefore, it's mutter. It's a practical thing you're doing. There's no dark yamari. Omer Rav Zutra, Haiman de Michse Shago
de mashcha. Hayman de michse shaga de machsa. Somebody covers up, the michse covers up, shaga de mashcha. If you have a lamp burning from oil, you cover it up, it's no good, it's baltashkesh, you're ruining it. Trashe de michse shaga de mashcha. Shoysa le kisoy lemala mimar lidlik. If you put a cover on top of the lamp, it makes it burns faster. It's supposed to baltashkesh, you're wasting the oil, you're wasting the oil. It's going to burn up faster this way. Who are they? No magli neft. Somebody has kerosene burning. That's better to be covered. If you want to cover it, you're also ruining it. Is kova mishum baltashkes? You all benister of baltashkes. So Rashi neft shemegal noistem when you uncover the neft, the kerosene, ha or hoylech benimshech elav mavir. The or like spreads all over and burns up much faster. See, mamish wasting the kerosene. That's also baltashkes. So tomorrow, chamro, somebody's drinking wine, v'chay, and he says a loshin like v'chay, he's like a bracha, l'chayim, like we do. When you drink wine, you say l'chayim. L'fum rabbonim, the rabbonim should have chayim. His ain bar mishum dark yomori, there's no wisa dark yomori. It's good, it's mutter to give such a bracha, b'shash, you're drinking the yayim. So tomorrow, maisa b'yabekiva, so maisa b'yabekiva, she'osa mishtol b'noi, he made a chasna for his son, v'yakol kois v'koi shevi, all any kois of wine that they brought in front of him, Omri said this lashon, Chamro v'chayil from rabbonim. L'chayim, his people, all the rabbonim should live. Should be chayim for the rabbonim.